the accident. When the pounding of metal on metal smashes the air, he runs toward the sound to find a man awake, unbloodied, sweating, strapped in, his eyes off somewhere detached from this wreck in the trees. The man wishes to please. "Yes, sir," he says. "Better," he says, under cold cloths draped over his head and neck. I must believe that this is human, not the fist and the curse, but to lay hands upon the helpless and racked and speak to them as if one had nothing in him but calm, as wide as an inland sea.